This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. We're always plugged in, whether it's our cell phones, computers, or TVs, and you know what? We should take a break sometimes, right? So joining me is National Communications and San Francisco Programs Manager at Reboot, Tanya Shavitz, going to join us to speak about the National Unplugging Day. Thanks for joining me, Tanya.
Oh, I'm so glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the National Day of Unplugging, tell me about Reboot.
So Reboot's a nonprofit headquartered in New York, and we sort of reimagine and reinvent Jewish traditions for the modern age and to appeal to a broader audience, people across the spectrum of Judaism, but also beyond.
So when it comes to unplugging, how is this kind of about Judaism?
Jewish tradition has this amazing ritual called Shabbat, and it's about taking a day of rest. And so when we looked at this issue of technology overload, we have this this ancient ritual to guide us in putting down our phones, you know, avoiding technology. And so we've taken that and sort of applied it in a way that can appeal to people no matter how they fall on the spectrum of Judaism, whether they whether they follow rules of Judaism and Shabbat, or whether they really aren't religious at all. So the idea is, you know, that the day of rest is needed by everyone in today's world, in today's 24/7 society. But it was guided by this Jewish tradition of Shabbat.
That's actually really cool, because I personally don't like my cell phone that much. But let's say you're someone who, like a doctor, you're going to have to be on call. How long should you unplug for?
Well, I think you have to set up, if you're someone like a doctor who really needs to be reached at any time, you have to set up ways that it can work for you to unplug. So if you're going to be unplugged, but you're going to be out at a restaurant, maybe you can give the hospital that number. Or a lot of doctors have pagers, actually, which I think sort of gets around the thing of having to respond to every buzz, beep, pinging, and vibration of your cell phone from other people. Or, for instance, a doctor could set up that only calls come in from the hospital. You know, that is a small segment of our society of people that absolutely have to be reached. I think for most of us, we feel this urgency, like, oh my gosh, what if I miss a call or something? But for the most part, there are very few true emergencies in your life, and you can take time unplugged. And I think it really is, again, about setting people up. Like, I'm going to be unplugged for this amount of time, and you could reach me at this place. Or I'm going to be unplugged, and you can't really reach me, but I'll check in, you know. So find a way to get that break.
Now, as an adult, you're right. I do feel kind of stressed constantly being attached to my cell phone. You know, 3 a.m., is something going to happen? Do you think that that same kind of stress happens to children?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. I have two kids. I have a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I think that with a teenager, there's the fear of missing out, right? So if you are not on Instagram for a while, my gosh, what's going on? What are your friends saying? What are people saying about you? What are they doing that you're missing? But they're also overloaded by it. You know, you can see the stress in them that there's this sort of expectation that they will be online. And so often they also have to use technology for school now. And so they really need the break too. But even more important, I think, is that children today feel second in importance to their parents' digital devices. Because if you think about what children see today, they look up and they see their parents' faces buried in their phones. And that's a really damaging message to send to our kids. I mean, they really do think that their parents' devices are more important than they are. And we're doing that to them. So I feel like the whole family needs a healthy balance in media time and tech time. The most important part of that is really comes out of a conversation together, talking about how the technology impacts you as an individual and you as a family.
And that's what's really great about the National Day of Unplugging. You know, everybody agrees, hey, today's the day we unplug. But what can you do a little bit in your life to unplug every day? Or is this something you should wean into?
Well, I mean, it really depends on, I guess, how addicted you are. I think that people should try to do some portion of the National Day of Unplugging. And, you know, this isn't like, oh, if you can't do the 24 hours, don't even try. It's really like, try to unplug during the National Day of Unplugging, and have the conversations with the people around you about how the technology impacts you. figure out ways that you can have a healthier balance, be more, how you can be more mindful of your use of technology. This day just sort of offers a break, the one day where you can join other people and sort of look at your use. But then you definitely should take, this isn't a stunt, this isn't a one-off, like just do it once and never again. It's really about creating ways in your life that you can take breaks. And so you should set achievable goals, you know, so set a regular time when you'll be unplugged, like dinner with family or time to read a book without your phone next to you, distracting you, pinging you, giving you notifications, time to just stare out the window being bored, you know, just set up some times that are achievable goals for you. Put away the phone when you come home. And then you other things you can do, like shut off notifications, get an alarm clock. I think that's a great way to help yourself, because if your phone is waking you up, the first thing you do is grab it, and then you're immediately sucked in. So there are really a lot of ways, if you think about it, there are ways you can adjust your use and be more mindful of it. And this is one day we have more than 830 events around the world, mostly in the United States, but around the world, with more than 60,000 people engaging in those events. And then there are, you know, tens of thousands of people who hear about it and do it on their own as well.
Okay, so I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, oh, these are cell phones. And when you think of cell phones, computers kind of go hand in hand. What about TV? Right. Can I at least watch TV?
Again, this isn't intended to be like this edict that we passed down and you absolutely have to do it as we envisioned it. It's really the whole project that we started was about making it individualized and creating it in a way that works for you. So if you feel like I'm going to shut off my phone and computer, but we're going to watch a movie together, or I'm going to watch a Netflix show with my spouse, you know, that's okay. But I mean, we do encourage you not to do that, but it's really up to you. The message really is that our devices are really separating us so much that we need to take these pauses. And so you have to determine for yourself what it is that's separating you from the people in your lives, from your own, you know, health and wellness and, you know, nurturing the different parts of your being. So it really is individualized. But I mean, we encourage people to do as much unplugged time as they can on the day.
I think for me personally, that's going too far. I can give up Netflix and Hulu, but I'm going to at least need right. some TV.
Well, that's okay. But that's the thing is, like, the Netflix has also become this addiction, right? You just keep going. And I find that I do that too. And I'll be watching at night and then it's like, oh, I just want to watch, just going to watch 10 more minutes of the next, 10 minutes of the next one. And then just turns into another half hour. And then you just keep going and suddenly you didn't get enough sleep, or, you know, you didn't stop and play a game or whatever it is, you know. So it's just, again, it's the message is really to be mindful of your use.
Well, thank you so much, Tanya, for coming on and explaining us about this National Day of Unplugging. For people listening and want to know more information, where can they find it at?
So they can go to our website, nationaldayofunplugging.com, and they can sign up there to take a pledge to unplug. They can get a cute little cell phone sleeping bag to put their phones away, because actually putting it physically away makes a real difference. And they can also get resources for ideas for events, activities, either for individuals, families, and larger groups. So it's a great place to find resources for unplugging.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.